Well, you could have got a bit of money if you'd have said that the Newcastle Knights would be undefeated and stand alone at the top of the NRL competition after four rounds. That's exactly where they find themselves after a pretty hard-fought 26-14 victory over the Panthers on Saturday up there at Hunter Stadium. Their coach is Rick Stone. He's been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Rick.
Morning, Jen.
Well, no one thought it. What about internally? Four from four. Was that part of the plan, Rick?
Well, look, everyone's been working hard here and, you know, got some belief in what we're doing. We know we haven't been perfect in every game and far from it. And even on the weekend, you know, we got real tired at the end. But, our effort's been great and that's the main thing is keeping us in games.
There's never in doubt, mate. I always thought you'd be four from four by now.
Okay. Well, I don't think too many
places. Nah. And, mate, you must notice the difference too, Rick. You know, just, you know, training, it just makes such a difference during the week and you carry that confidence. You know, it becomes a really good habit.
Yeah, winning helps absolutely with enthusiasm and belief, particularly belief, you know, at the back end of the game. So everyone you win, you know, you get a bit more belief and get a bit more confidence, particularly some of our younger blokes that haven't had a heap of experience. We've got a lot of experienced players here, but we're going to need some players that haven't played a lot of first grade throughout the year. And, you know, we called on a couple of those over the weekend.
Were you a little surprised at the way Penrith started the game, especially? I don't know what it is. They've got a horrible record after Monday night football. They've never won in the Ivan Cleary era after playing on a Monday night, but they were so flat in that first 20 minutes, Rick.
Well, look, our main focus was concentrating on ourselves and particularly showing the enthusiasm that we need to at home. You know, our goal is not to be out enthused at home, and I thought we'd come out of the blocks in the first 20 minutes of best of our first four games.
Mate, Jared's been fantastic. I'm talking about Jared Mallon for you at number six, just calling the shots, and Kurt seems to be popping up everywhere, that being Kurt Gidley.
Yeah, look, Mallow's always an influential player in our team and his kicking game and his goal and some of that quality passing game's always an advantage for us. I think Gert's back to his best position at fullback.
Yeah.
And look, we've moved him around a little bit to fit Sione in and he's been great at jumping in the hooker and stuff, but I think he enjoyed playing the full game at fullback on the weekend.
Do you have a player's player?
I think it was Cade Snowden, mate.
Yeah, which and he's he was going to be a guy I mentioned too. I think the week before against the Gold Coast, he was exceptional, and he won a lot of awards there from internally especially. But what is it about Cade? Is it the preparation for the season that's seen him play the best footy he's played since he played for Australia?
Yeah, you're probably right. Well, I think that little Asda ban wasn't a bad thing for him. He came back a little bit later into the preseason, and we managed his preseason with his knee a little bit better, and we've tried to keep him fresh.
Yeah.
And the main thing I've asked him to do is be the premier front rower in the club, and I think he stepped up to that mantle. You know, most premier front rowers in each club are carrying for a lot of metres and, you know, playing big minutes, and Snowy's definitely doing that for us.
Rick, what's different? The Wayne Bennett era now over. It's your era again at the club. What's different? What did you change up?
Oh, look, we've changed a little bit. And obviously, internally, we've changed a little bit. We've got Michael Hagan back into the fold, which is good. You know, he's got some great cred in rugby league and great cred in the town. He's helping us as a footy director. We've got Warren Smiles and obviously Matt Gidley there as well. We've probably changed a little bit in our focus in attack as far as our style of play, I suppose. We want to be known as a team that sort of, not so much chances there are, but sort of make sure they play eyes up and play what's in front of them rather than just going through the paces. And sometimes our game gets into that mode a little bit. But we want to have a good blend of, you know, controlling the footy and obviously taking some chances and moving the ball when the opportunity's there.
It's going to be very interesting who's in your 17 come an hour before kickoff against the Dragons this week. Now, Robbie Rocco, I would assume, I think it was only back spasms, Rick, so he'd probably be available for selection, I think. But Tarek Sims is back from suspension as well. Where do you fit those guys in?
Yeah, look, Rob's been carrying a little bit of a back injury that's been slowly getting worse over the last couple of weeks. So
right.
He's going to see a specialist today and we're going to sort of find out a little bit more about his position. Taz is going to be in there somewhere. I'm not quite sure where yet, but obviously his enthusiasm and his energy has been great for us in the off-season, and obviously he's had to wait a couple of weeks before he gets a chance to play, but he's busting the play, and getting him out there will be really important for him and us. So, you know, we'll make up that. Obviously, you know, Sione's been named 18th man nearly every week, but
yeah,
he's played every week as well. You know, and he gives us a real bit of flexibility. I think in game two, Aku come off on the wing and Gibbs went back to fullback, Sione under the wing. So, mate, it's been good so far, and we'll just play it week by week and see who comes up after the game on the weekend.
Mate, you got another home game, which is terrific for you, against the Dragons, who have won their last couple now. That'll be another challenge, but you'll be favourites to make it 5 from 5.
Yeah, I suppose we will. And look, we've got to handle that mantle. I don't think we've been favourites too much, maybe the Gold Coast. And that's fine for us. You know, we're happy to sort of just concentrate on ourselves, concentrate on what we need to do, work hard for ourselves and particularly each other. You know, we're far from sort of putting an 80-minute performance together yet. And again, we got really tired and really untidy. I think the number of offloads the Panthers had on us was a bit of an issue and something we need to rectify during the week. But each week's a different week and, you know, we'll dust ourselves off this morning, see how we come up and get our best 17 on the park for Saturday night.
Now, Rick, this is a bit of a different question, and it may not be the right forum to be answering it, but I was in the press conference for both the Panthers and the Knights on the weekend. I don't know the guy's name. He was a journalist sitting up the front. I don't know who he works for, but he questioned Ivan Cleary and Peter Wallace 5 times about being hit late and whether he was being targeted by Bo Scott, and then asked you 5 questions as well during the course of that. And you know, I could see that at different stages, and I was looking at support staff for Newcastle and just questioning about why the questions were so. Do you get a little bit frustrated with that? And you can obviously see an angle that someone's trying to take that is not in the best interest of you and your players?
Well, I suppose, Jimmy, look, I don't get too frustrated by it. I think most teams, you know, are trying to deny time and space to key playmakers. There's no doubt. And as I said in the press conference, it's been going on for 100 years and it'll go on for a long time to come. I'd like to think that Bo and Jeremy Smith and some of our blokes played well within the rules. I was really pleased with the pressure they put on Peter Wallace. I don't know if Wally would be the same because he'd probably be a bit sore this morning. But I think it was in the rules. I'm sure it was in the rules, actually. And I'm confident that, you know, that's just part of the game. And, you know, Jared Mullen gets knocked over and Tyrone gets knocked over all the time. And do you whinge about it? No, that's just part and parcel of being in that particular position.
As long as it's in the framework of the rules, it's part of the game. Mate, the other thing, Rick, do you have an opinion regarding the interchange? It looks the review's currently in place. Do you have a preference whether it comes to 8 or 6?
Oh, look, I don't really have a massive sort of preference at this point in time. I suppose the league's got to do their due diligence and we'll have a look at what they come up with. Look, as a coach, I think 10's pretty hard at the moment. You know, I think the game will slow down significantly if they keep sort of knocking the interchanges off. Mm. I understand that it'll bring the little men into the game and there might be, you know, the game opened up a bit, but like the players are going pretty hard for 80 minutes at the moment within 10 interchanges. I know the quality and the intensity might sort of wane a little bit if they take a couple of those interchanges out.
How'd you put up with Malcolm on Saturday, Rick? Malcolm Johnson?
No, he's all right. He's a good mate, Mal. And I'll give a shout out to Shane Cullen, who's a big Knights fan. He's up there, Chief Stewart, up Tamworth Way.
Yeah.
He's coming out to look at the Knights sort of set up for the day. And, mate, he went away. Danny Badius is his hero, and he went away really chuffed.
Fantastic. Well done. Congratulations on the great start to the year. Good luck against the Dragons, and appreciate joining us on a Monday morning.
Pleasure, boys. Thank you.
And don't forget, turn out there as well. Another game up there in the Hunter Stadium. It's going to be against the Dragons on Saturday.
20,000 they got on Saturday at 3 o'clock kickoff. That's a good crowd.
That's an unbelievable crowd.
Yeah.